Hi there, Carmass here, coach, strategist, author of a bunch of books, and educator. And welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it is a beautiful day here, blue sky, scattered clouds, a few dogs barking in the background, that sort of thing going on. And welcome to 2022. So this is the first podcast I'm recording for 2022. Now, if you didn't listen to the last podcast of 2021, check that out, where I talk about what I believe about the possibilities for 2022, principally if we actually go deeper and connect to, you know, our soul's calling, our true purpose and that sort of thing. I think when we get into that place and space and come from there, that's where I think this year can be a really powerful, high potential year. So do check that out, listen to that. Now, as a result of coming into this new year, and I'm always looking at how can I better serve people, I've decided to be a little bit more strategic, yes, a little bit more organized with the delivery of the podcasts I do through this year. I'm focusing on four different podcast themes, I guess, per month. So I'm going to have one that's a book review, and that's what I'm going to do today. So that's a new one for me. So a book review, a conversation with a guest, me talking on a subject, talking about strategies, tools, tips around that. And then the fourth one will be a guided meditation. Now, I've done some of those things before, but this is just going to make it each month there'll be those four things. So that's the sort of flow. So today's podcast is a book on money. And it's an interesting one. So I've been coaching now for nearly 15 years. And it is a key theme of working with my clients. Not too many of them have got the money thing figured out. Even I've worked with someone who had, I don't know, maybe a quarter of a billion to their name or whatever, and still some issues around money, some scarcity issues. So there's a whole lot of psychology tangled and entangled in this money game. So part of my learning over the last 20 years has been to read occasionally books on money for me to better understand it. And I also work on peeling back my beliefs about money, doing the introspective work if I'm triggered about money stuff. Also very much about being very strategic about how I manage my money so that I always have, you know, this buffer, so I'm feeling more bulletproof. Something happens, like a coronavirus show, I'm a little bit more bulletproof because I've created a little bit of that, you know, pot of money off to the side as a result of squirreling some money away, so I'm more able to absorb it. So it's a really worthy topic to talk about, and it's a great one at the start of the year, so you can set some intention. And the book I'm going to talk about is so in alignment with my beliefs about conscious living. And, you know, I've talked about that in other podcasts before as well, this idea of living more consciously, being more conscious aware. I've written a book called Decision Making Mastery, so I'm very much about making very good conscious decisions, and our conscious decisions shape our destiny. So we be co-creators of our destiny through good choices. So the book is called that. I don't know whether that sort of text is reversed or whatever. If you're looking at this on the YouTube channel, it's called Your Money or Your Life, 9 Steps to Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Achieving Financial Independence. Now, the first thing, too, is I use Kindles as opposed to paperback because I'm in Bali, harder to get paperback books. I can get access to books much easier through Kindle. They're often more cheap, which fits in with philosophies about this book. I'm not knocking trees down and all that sort of stuff. So there's more positives for me to use a Kindle than paperback, even though sometimes I might like the smell of the paperback. So one of the things with this book is about increasing your level of consciousness when it comes to how you spend money. And I love this book because it is super practical. So she talks about 9 steps and, you know, very clear 9 steps. The book was originally written, I think, late 80s or early 90s, but it's had a complete upgrade and I think republished in 2018. Yeah, fully revised and updated for 2018. So again, realizing that, you know, early 90s, the internet was a different game, smartphones, all of that sort of stuff, different game. So bringing that back into the conversation as well. Now, one of the first things she talks about, so of the steps, there might be a step like, you know, figure out exactly how much money you've earned over the course of your entire life. Interesting exercise to go through to have a look at the entire money you've, you know, earned over your entire life and then look at your net worth. You know, what have you got to show for that? Now, again, this is about, you know, not beating yourself up. It's about becoming more consciously aware of where you're at, where you want to go. And obviously the aim of the book is to get to a point where you are, you know, self-sustainable, where you actually have a passive income which covers your expenses, which means you're financially independent. That's where the book wants to take everyone in going through particular stages. Working out exactly what your money is, not what your money is, what your hourly rate is. So I was talking to a client recently, and they were talking about some work that they did, which I knew was not work they thoroughly enjoyed, and they put a lot of hours into it, and they weren't paid that much money for it. And as we got really clear about how much money they got paid per hour, when we looked at the full picture, because they had to rent a specific place to do that work, because they had to have certain clothes for that work, because they had to be a member of a certain society to be able to do that work, what it turned out was, you know, this might be the amount of money making, but because of the expenses that they need specifically to earn that money, they're really only earning this much money. So if they're doing this many hours earning this much money, you know, the hourly rate might be down to, you know, some terrible, you know, hourly rate. We didn't even work it out specifically, but it might be like, you know, $5 an hour or something like that to do stuff which was definitely way beyond that. So again, it's getting perspective on, you know, what amount of life force am I swapping for this, you know, income that I'm receiving? And again, she gets into the idea of sort of, you know, think about it as life force. Think about how many hours you've got in your life to live, you know, and you're giving away those hours. And what are you getting back for those? Again, conscious awareness. She talks about, you know, one of the, you know, main outcomes of this book for people is that they end up saving like about 20% like that, something like that on their expenses. Now that's a pretty significant amount of money to sort of take back out of circulation, put back into your pocket, particularly because that's cash after tax as well. So that's a significant shift. So if you buy this book for whatever it is, 10 or 20 bucks, and you know, you commit the few hours it takes to read it, maybe 8 hours to read it, I tell you what, there's some significant return on investment. As a result of me becoming more aware about how I'm spending money, particularly in the business side of things, I decided to shift things around a bit. I decided that, you know, I've got two platforms that I'm paying into, two online platforms that can both do the same thing, so I actually don't need one of them. So I got rid of one of them and I realized I was paying a monthly fee on something. If I paid annually, I'd save, you know, something like 30% or whatever it was. It was a significant amount. And I'd been doing this thing using this platform for about 4 years. It wasn't like I didn't, you know whether it was useful for me. So just in those couple of changes, bit of efforting to do it, you know, a few hours of work to do it, I saved myself like $1,200, you know, like that. That's a significant piece of, you know, chump change back into my pocket, which again can be put into things that are more meaningful. And what she does is gets you to do a monthly, what's her name, income and expenses, you know, down to the like cent, so you know exactly, and breaking out line items so you're really conscious of all the different categories of spend. Get to the end of the month, then she's asking big questions. Then she's asking questions was like, how many hours of life force did you have to give, you know, to have this particular experience? And then did this experience contribute to the value of your life? Did this experience or this spend, is it, you know, aligned with your purpose in life? Is it taking, like, these really, really important questions. So again, the opportunity when we put this stuff down on paper, on our spreadsheet or however we record it, and we can start looking at that and like start getting really clear about how it serves us. So again, you know, really, really practical stuff. And I'm looking forward to following the rest of the steps. And I again highly recommend this If you're about conscious living, if you're about, you know, long-term sustainability of life, community, planet, and that sort of stuff, that's the sort of stuff she talks about there as well. Making conscious choices about what you spend, understanding, you know, what the environmental impact might be of that choice, what the societal impact of that choice might be. So when you're buying stuff, you're like, you know, is this made in a sweatshop? Maybe that's not right for me. So it brings this consciousness and money together in a beautiful way. So I think if anyone's got any, you know, a discomfort around money and their relationship with money, this book is going to be highly valuable for them. So there you go. Check that book out. I reckon it's going to be awesome for you, Your Money or Your Life. I'll put a link in the show notes below to her website so you can find out some more information, follow her and her work. But again, I think this is a beautiful way to start off in 2022 in your relationship and conscious relationship with money as we continue this conversation about consciousness through this Life Masterclass podcast series. So as always, if you need a helping hand, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Just drop me an email, jump on my website, away you go. I'd love to help you out however I can. And, you know, the thing that I've got coming up in the not too distant future is the Become a Natural Superhuman program. I've got it set up so you can do a self-paced, so you can do it right now. You can start right now. So, you know, check the links out below, find out the details there. Or we're going to do a group program, and that's going to be starting 12th of March 2022. So, again, check out the details and the links down below for more information on that. So that's all from me now. Have an absolutely fantastic start to 2022. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best and take care.